Welcome back to the program. Now, the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund are on in Washington. The meetings, of course, to bring together the heavy hitters in the world of finance, central bankers, ministers of finance and development, legislators, private sector executives, and representatives from civil society organizations and academics. They're all there to discuss the current issues of global concern. They're also releasing the just released regional economic outlook on sub-Saharan Africa. Right then, so let's talk about what exactly is in this report. Simon Marks has been covering the annual meetings of the World Bank and the IMF. He's live in Washington, D.C. Right now. So Simon, the fund says that growth is going to be a lot slower than previously forecast in over 60 countries, or rather 60% of the countries in the region. Why is it revising its forecast slower? What's happened?
Well, I think, Rama, in essence, this is the fund reacting to rising trade tensions around the world and also to concern about increasing political tensions in certain parts of the world. I mean, bear in mind the narrative of these IMF World Bank meetings over the past several days has essentially been framed by the trade war that the United States has on its hands with China at the moment. And, of course, the threat of a trade war between the United States and the European Union. And so that is really fueling the downward nature of these revised forecasts, with International Monetary Fund economists saying they are worried about the global impact of all of that instability. They are worried about falling manufacturing data that they see in key parts of the world. And they're also concerned about what they call prolonged trade uncertainty. In other words, they have no idea when all of this is going to end, and therefore they're taking the cautious path here and downgrading their expectations for where the world economy is going to head over the course of the next 12 months, nervous as they are about the direction of all of those issues moving forward.
Indeed, roughly half of sub-Saharan GDP is just two countries, it's South Africa and it's Nigeria, and growth forecasts for them are still pretty low, 2.3% this year for Nigeria, 0.7% for South Africa. From the fund's view, what's holding back these two economies?
Well, let's deal with South Africa. I mean, you were just talking to Angelo there about a central issue that the fund believes is holding back South Africa's economy, and that's uncertainty about energy supplies. That is a very big issue that the fund has specifically seized upon in the reporting that it's published this week. They're also concerned, as ever, about the battle against corruption in South Africa. They'd like to see more headway being made on that particular issue, and they identified labor disputes as being an issue of concern to them. But it is those energy supply issues, particularly as they affect the mining sector in South Africa, that has forecasters for the International Monetary Fund worried. With Nigeria, the problems are in some regards the same and in some regards different. There is concern also, as far as Nigeria is concerned, against the battle against corruption and the need to bring about more transparency. But they argue that the Nigerian economy is simply insufficiently diversified. It's too overextended and focused on crude oil production, and they really want to see more diversification within the economy. They also want to increase what they describe as fiscal capacity, and that basically means the capacity of the Nigerian government to get Nigerian citizens and companies to pay taxes. They want to see more money going into the Nigerian treasury in a bid to boost the diversification issues that they have identified as being a drawback specific to Nigeria. So they've got concerns about both economies, and that, of course, is further framing their general view of what's happening in the sub-Saharan region.
Of course, and there's a massive laundry list of issues that need to be sorted out in Nigeria. One last question for you, though. Seven countries in debt distress, another nine countries, including some pretty high flyers here, at high risk of debt distress, Ghana, Ethiopia, Zambia among them. But the IMF is particularly concerned in this report about high levels of commercial debt. Why?
Absolutely. They're calling this the $15 trillion global time bomb. They worry that there is so much corporate commercial debt out there that at a time of deep economic uncertainty globally, at a time when it's perfectly possible that some major economies, maybe even including the United States, might enter recession or suffer another significant downturn, that all of that corporate debt means large numbers of companies are over-leveraged. They've gone too far. They may not find themselves in a position during a downturn, during any kind of global recession, where they are able to make their debt payments and maintain those debt loads. So the fund is warning very specifically that companies that are overextended in terms of debt should prioritize getting ahead of that and reconfiguring that debt before there is any kind of further downturn, any kind of winds of recession blowing through the global economy, because their fear is that were that to happen in the next 6 months to a year, that would have a very damaging effect on the corporate health of commercial entities in large numbers of countries around the world.
Indeed. Let's see how this does play out. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.